My name is Avi Goh, and I'm with the Metro Toronto Chinese and Southeast Asian Legal Clinic. I'm the clinic director here, and our clinic is a member of the Status Coalition.
Okay. Could you tell us a little bit about what the Status Coalition is in Toronto?
Okay, sure. This is a status campaign started a few years ago by some of the local carpenters union. And since then, it has expanded to include a number of organizations, including a number of national organizations, such as the Canadian Council for Refugees. And the whole purpose of the campaign is to try to push the government to introduce a program to give status to those who are living in Canada without status.
Now, many people who aren't familiar with issues regarding immigration and refugees won't really understand the need for a regularization program. Could you talk about what some of the arguments may be in favor of having this granted?
Well, first of all, we need to understand that it's estimated that anywhere between 20,000 to 200,000 people here live in Canada without any immigration status. And these include, for instance, people who have come here to seek refugee status and for whatever reasons their status were not accepted, or people who come as to visit our country and for a variety of reasons they have decided to stay in Canada. But by and large, many of these people are here because for reasons that they cannot return to their country of origin, and at the same time they have already built a life in Canada. And many of them are working and living among us, and they're providing a variety of services to us. Many of them work in the service industry, such as restaurant and hotel industry. Others work in the manufacturing industry, and still others work in the construction industry. They are providing primarily cheap labor that Canadians are unwilling to take up. Because of their non-status, the lack of status, they find themselves very vulnerable and very easily exploited by their employers. And at the same time, Canadian public is ripping the benefits as a result of the labor that they provide. So I think that from the human rights perspective, we think that it's only fair that as these people are providing an invaluable services to our economy, sustaining our economy, we should actually be providing them with the status that they need, so that they continue to live here and work here, but at the same time, they will no longer be subject to exploitation as a result of their lack of status. But also, we need to understand that the fact that they are without status is very much an outcome of the systemic problems within our immigration and refugee determination system. Because, for instance, we have no right to appeal. Refugees who are applying for status here have no right to appeal if their claims are being rejected. We have a very a system of determination that is very much driven by partisan patronage appointment system. The decision makers themselves are not necessarily qualified to make the decisions, but they are simply there because they are members of of the political ruling party. We have a lot of systemic barriers within our immigration system that is racist and sexist. It favors people who are very highly educated and highly skilled, and it ignores the skills that many of these non-status immigrants are in fact providing, and in fact our economy depend on. So all these systemic reasons create the problem of non-status immigration to begin with. So I think it's really up to us to resolve the problem that we have created ourselves by giving status to those who are already here in Canada.
Mm-hmm. How would such a program actually be implemented on the ground? Are there suggestions from the Status Coalition about how such a regularization program could work?
we can draw upon many of the precedents that we have in the past, because this is not the first time that Canada is in fact facing a situation where we have, you know, a large number of people living here without status. So many of the programs that we have implemented in the past can provide a model or example for us. Some of the example, for instance, in the 70s, we had an adjustment program whereby people who have arrived in Canada since a certain date, regardless of what their status is, they can apply to get their status regularized. And then in the early 90s, we had the DROP program, which provides status to failed refugee claimants who are in limbo because we're not deporting back to the country of origin. So there are a number of examples that we can draw upon. And status have come up with a number of principles upon which the regularization program should be established, including principle of non-discrimination, fairness, and, you know, so that people can have an a transparent program, but we're also suggesting that we will allow, for instance, third-party applications so that people are not putting themselves at risk by just, you know, coming forward to apply for status. And we, you know, there are different people have different ideas as to whether or not there should be, you know, residency requirements. Some people suggest no, others suggest yet. All those are, you know, things that we can, I think the government can look at and discuss. And I think that what we're trying to do is to push for a dialogue with the government so that at least we can start with some kind of a, you know, general regularization system, a system that is not specific to, you know, only workers from certain industry. It is not going to exclude people simply because they don't have, a paid job, for instance. So those are some of the ideas that we have put forward. But I think it's really up to the government to sit down and negotiate that program with us.
You mentioned the government's role in this, of course. Could you talk a little bit about the kind of work that the Status Coalition has done in its lobbying efforts to try and get this program in place?
We have actually spent a lot of time doing public education work because one of the barrier to pushing for the government to agree to have such a program is that there is not a lot of public support. And so we spend a lot of time actually talking to various sectors and potential allies and members of the public through media work and through, like, you know, attending meetings with other partners such as, you know, the labor unions to try to get people on side with the idea that that there is a problem that needs to be solved. So a lot of the work has been done in those areas. And at the same time, we also try to work with the non-status immigrants themselves through the various agencies where they are getting help through some of the, you know, for instance, some of the local community health agencies in Toronto where they have, you know, non-status immigrants using the services. So we try to, you know, give out information about the campaign to the non-status immigrants themselves, particularly to the immigrant women, because a lot of time we find that their voices are being not being heard in this debate. And also we, most recently we had a national conference at the end of 2004. We tried to outreach to, I guess, a whole bunch of various campaigns that are working on this issue. For instance, the No One Is Illegal group and the number of other organizations that are working with migrant workers, legal clinics, community health centers, academics, to bring all these people together to talk about some of the, you know, the common ground upon which we can push this issue further. And then after the conference, we submitted our statement of principles to the Minister of Immigration, to the chair of the Standing Committee on Citizenship and Immigration, and try to get them to talk about its issues as well. And some of the members of STATUS also appear before the Standing Committee when the Standing Committee was doing consultations around the country. And the issue of regularization of non-STATUS immigrants is one of the issues that were under discussion. So we also made a presentation to the Standing Committee during that consultation process.
One final question. I was wondering, you're likely aware of the Solidarity Cross Borders March on Ottawa.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of effect or what importance do you think this march will have on the movement for STATUS?
I think any public campaign that could help raise the awareness of the plight of non-STATUS immigrants is always very helpful and, you know, will help in the long run to build the support that we need in order to get this, get the regularization to become a reality. So certainly, the march and, whatever events that happen locally in the cities that they pass through, all of these things have, cumulatively will have the impact of supporting the movement in the long run.
And if people want to get involved or get more information about the STATUS Coalition, could you give us some information about that?
We are attached to the OCASI, the Ontario Council of Agencies Serving Immigrants, and information about STATUS is on the OCASI website. So I believe it's www.ocasi.org. And then there will be contact information through the OCASI office. And certainly anyone who wants to help out will be very welcome.